Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Deputy State Historian of New Mexico, Rob Martinez. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. So what does a Deputy State Historian of New Mexico do?
Well, that's a good question. Well, historians study documents from the past. We promote and preserve our history. We do education. We write articles, books, and we go to places like New Mexico State University to bring our history to people.
And you've been doing this for how long?
I've been at the Office of the State Historian for going on 5 years now. I work for the state historian, Dr. Rick Hendricks, and here I am.
What was your passion in getting involved in being a deputy state historian?
Well, I love history. I've always loved history. Even when I was living in Los Angeles in the late 80s and early 90s, I would always send off for the journals of Diego de Vargas, which were being published at the University of New Mexico, to learn about my history. I had heard about my culture and my history from my late father, Roberto Martinez, and my mom, Ramona, and I heard the folk tales, and they're from northern New Mexico, from Mora and Las Vegas. So I was always immersed in our culture, but the history was a little bit cloudier. You know, we always heard that we had Mexican roots and some Spanish ancestry, Native American ancestry, but I didn't know what it meant. So I started reading books, and my first history book, which really isn't a history book, it's more of a romantic poem to New Mexico, was Fray Angelico Chavez's My Penitente Land. And that got me started.
And that land was also land of the crypto Jews of New Mexico, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, we have a pretty diverse past. You know, when we say we have Spanish ancestry, and that's part of our history, from Spain came people who had Jewish ancestry, Moorish Muslim ancestry, Greek, Roman, Visigoth, Iberian, Celt. So we're a mix. By the time these folks came to New Mexico, they were definitely Catholics, though there were probably some latent crypto-Jewish tendencies mixed in there somewhere. I worked as a research assistant for the Sephardic Legacy Project for Stan Hordy. So I went all over Spain and Mexico, scouring archives for our ancestors to see if they showed up doing things like Judaizing.
That is very interesting. But let's talk more about something else which touches your heart and, of course, your father. You're a musician as well.
Yes. It's a cliche, but I come from a musical family, both on my mom and dad's sides. My mom's grandfather, Dionisio Ulivari, played guitar, and his brother, Tiburcio Ulivari, played violin, the old-style New Mexico violin guitar music. And they did that in the late 1800s out near San Jose and San Miguel del Vado. And my dad's family has musicians. His tio Flavio Lovato was a guitar player, singer, composer, saxophone player, and my father looked up to him. So my father wanted to be a musician and became one by sheer will. And he pretty much passed it on to all of us Martinez kids.
And his band was Los Reyes de Albuquerque.
Yes, Los Reyes Albuquerque. That was his little mariachi group that blended Mexican and New Mexican music styles.
Now that you're a historian, what was so important that you found out about the Hispanic musical traditions in New Mexico?
Well, one of the first things I learned is just how diverse we are. You know, if you just look at the mariachi music, that comes from Jalisco, Mexico, but it came up here to New Mexico and has taken root and people love it. But we also have our alabados and alabanzas that the penitentes would chant during, not just during Holy Week, but during the year for various religious reasons. And I just think we have a very rich tradition with our inditas. Those are from the 1800s coming out of that romancero tradition, and corridos, which also came out of that tradition, is Mexican. But that's part of our heritage as well.
And have you written any songs?
Not like my father, who it was a corridista, and he was and is recognized by the Smithsonian as such. But I've written a few, more in the pop medium, actually. I've written some ballads and some upbeat songs in Spanish, both solo and with my brother Lorenzo and with other friends who can help me write lyrics in Spanish. So I've done a few, yes.
So your entire family then has musical traditions.
Oh, yeah. We're five. I'm the youngest. My oldest sister, Roberta, who passed away, she and my sister Doris and my brother Lorenzo had a group in the 60s called Los Chamacos. And they would sing traditional Mexican songs, but they would also sing Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel and the Rolling Stones. And my dad would translate the lyrics into Spanish. So they were pretty hip. They were ahead of their time singing in Spanish and English, bilingual. Then my sister Debbie, who sadly passed away as well, she was Debbie La Chicanita Martinez, and she had quite a career here in New Mexico in the Southwest singing mariachi, singing like Lola Beltran and all those great Mexican vocalists, and she had a voice that could knock down a building. You know, she was a great vocalist.
Do you see that there were a lot of differences between Southern New Mexico musicians and Northern New Mexico?
Well, yes and no. I think a lot of times we like to make that distinction, right? But at the same time, you have to remember we were all part of the greater Spanish and then Mexican system. So I was going to say something like, well, you know, we have the penitentes in the north. But, you know, there's similar things down here. We have matachines up there, but there's matachines around here. And so remember, a lot of these people in this area and going into Juarez since the mid-1600s, this was New Mexico. All of it was New Mexico, the same kind of people with the same kind of culture. So, yeah, you know, yes and no, I would say.
So this was all Mexico at one time.
Well, yes. Yeah. We were starting in 1821. We were all Mexico. We're all Mexicans. So that's our heritage, too. Muy fuerte.
So what is it that when you come and you meet with the students here at New Mexico State University or at UNM or different schools, which I'm sure you make presentations at other universities, what is the most important thing that you'd like for them to know about?
I want them to know how diverse our history is, that we're not just one thing. We're not just Spanish. We're not just Mexican. We are a lot of things. We are Pueblo. We have the Jewish and Moorish background. We are Comanche, Apache. We have Mexican and Indian influences. And, you know, being American, we have German, Scottish, British. We have all kinds of things. So I would say broaden your horizons. Embrace it all.
And you definitely have, and especially wanting to share the information you've learned when you got your master's in history from UNM and all your experience about New Mexico history. What was the most surprising thing that you learned when you started studying New Mexico history?
How syncretic or blended all of our cultures are. Yes, we have Pueblo people. Yes, we have Hispanic people. Yes, we have American people of Northern European extraction. But really, when you start looking at the cultural elements and the history, we are blending back and forth. There's conquest, and it's never pleasant to be on the receiving end of conquest, whether it's conquest by Spaniards or conquest by Americans. But guess what? The conquered get changed, but so do the conquerors. And we're all going back and forth. And I think that's what surprised me the most. We're not all that distinct from each other. I was eating at a Mexican restaurant in Albuquerque one time, and I just looked around. I had my Tecate beer, and I had my plate of enchiladas. And I looked around. I'm like, wow, there's a black family over there eating Mexican food. Oh, look, there's an Anglo family eating Mexican food. Then I looked at my table. Oh, look, Hispanic Mexican people eating Mexican food. I think that pretty much sums it up.
That New Mexico is a blend and very rich traditions that we have here in New Mexico.
Very much so, very much. Our traditions, even themselves, are an amalgam of different things. If you listen to the alabados of the penitentes, they sound kind of flamenco, they sound a little Moorish, and they also sound a little Native American in their tone and melody.
How do you define alabado in English?
That would be like a religious hymn. They tend to be about the inevitability and reality of death. Primarily focused on the Passion of Christ during Holy Week, very Catholic tradition. But when you listen to the songs, they're talking to all of us.
And the corrido, it's a ballad or it's a story and
yes.
Song. You said your dad wrote one. What was the one that really touched you?
Well, his most popular corrido was the corrido de Daniel Fernandez. written in 1967, more or less. That was about a soldier from Los Lunas who was in Vietnam, who threw himself on a grenade to save his fellow soldiers, gave his life for his friends. And it touched everybody. Everybody heard this story. So my father, Roberto, wrote a corrido about him.
Well, let's listen to them.
Amigos, vengo a cantarle el corrido de un paisano. Se llamó Daniel Fernández, hijo nuevo mexicano. Este soldado valiente, valiente de nuestro estado, por el amor a su patria, la vida sacrificado. Su vida fue terminada, murió en batalla mortal. Ahora se encuentra con Dios en su reino.
And these corridos tell about our history, our people. And he's written corridos about the courthouse raid at Tierra Maria in 1967 and about many different things.
Amigos, pongan cuidado. Escuchen con atención lo que les vengo a cantar de una gran situación. Año del 88, condado de Río Arriba, y se repite la historia allá por Tierra María. Amado Flores, un hombre, hijo nuevo mexicano, pone su vida en la raya contra un maldito gabacho. Sus amigos y parientes lo fueron a respaldar con pistolas y con rifles dispuestos para pelear.
So now we've listened to a corrido of your father's. Let's get back to what you're doing now with being a deputy state historian, and what's in the future?
Well, hopefully in the future will be more presentations, more writing, more helping patrons with their history. We do that. We assist people with genealogy, family history, and also doing history for media and anyone else who needs it. But in particular, Dr. Rick Hendricks and I are currently doing a study of New Mexico under Mexico. We're looking at governors and the functioning of government, and we're learning we were a lot more connected to Mexico than people thought before.
Well, northern New Mexico, they just say they're Spanish.
Well, that's very romantic, muy romántico. And we are Spanish, but we're also Mexican. And that's part of our history that needs to be put out there. And it's very important that we recognize and embrace that.
And our indigenous roots as well.
That too. We have Pueblo roots. We have Comanche, Apache, Navajo, Genízaro. We are all connected. We're connected by blood, by culture, by history, by politics. And we're all like siblings. Sometimes we fight. Sometimes we disagree. But we're all in this together.
Isn't that like what the United States is like?
Very much so. I think we're a good reflection of the United States.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us a little bit about the traditions of northern New Mexico music and about the importance of the history of New Mexico. Rob Martinez, Deputy State Historian of New Mexico.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.